94.5, the greatest hits of all time. And you know what? This is Bill Gardner. I'm just telling both Chris Young and Carlos Quentin that I'm the kind of a guy that watches every Diamondback game. If I'm not at the game, I'm watching it at home. So I'm very familiar with these guys, but this could be an all-star outfield of the future. Just asking if you guys have ever played together. And Chris, you were saying you thought that you'd done a game or two toward the end of the year, right?
Yeah, towards the end of the year, me and Carlos played quite a few games together. But, you know, hopefully next year we'll play 150 together. Yeah, if everything goes as planned, you know, that's how it'll be. So
yeah, and also when I was thinking about what I remembered of you guys, Chris, I remember you coming up in September. Is that about right?
It was middle of August.
Okay. Middle of August. And then Carlos, you were up before that, and absolutely, you made it look easy. You made it look like Major League Baseball. First time out, you were hitting what, 7 or 8 home runs in the first week or something?
I mean, I was fortunate enough to get off to a good start, and I couldn't ask anything better than coming up hitting some home runs. And I mean, at that time, we were still in the hunt for the playoffs. And geez, I think people asked me questions about the playoffs. I didn't even know what was going on because it was just so new to me. So, but it was a good start.
It was really weird seeing Carlos up there in the big leagues because, you know, he was with us in AAA most of the year, and then he got called up and y'all just started tearing it up instantly. We're like, oh, the big leagues is easy. You know? It's easy to play.
If Carlos can do it, how hard can it be?
It can't be hard.
Exactly.
As a matter of fact, Carlos, I remember them saying on television, when the Diamondbacks signed you, weren't you in the middle of some surgery or something? Like, was it ACL or was it?
It was Tommy John.
Tommy John surgery?
I think it was July 2nd, and then the next morning I was on the operating table.
Wow.
And they, Tommy John surgery repaired my elbow, and I was out for my first half season, came back, and was ready to go.
They knew you guys were going to be good. Did you ever notice, did you know a Diamondback jersey could stretch this far around the belly before?
It looks good on you. It looks good on you.
You're golden. Don't worry about it.
This is a nice-looking shirt, and we were just getting the update. Now, this is the one that you're going to wear at home that we're seeing in the paper, right? The red, Sedona red?
Right,
but
right.
The black one that I have, I understand, is a road uniform. And how many different jerseys you're going to have in new colors this
year? I believe
year?
We have four. We have the red, then we have a black, and we also have a gray. And then we have a white. The all white really looks good.
Well, as I mentioned off the air, what you guys do best has nothing to do with clothing. You know, you're both great players. And I think in the future, you know, we're going to be hearing nothing but great things about both Chris and Carlos. What do you guys, do you hear anything from the Diamondbacks about the Cy Young Award? You know, the National League Cy Young is within a day. And I'm thinking that if anybody knows whether Brandon Webb's going to win it, it's going to be you guys.
Well, that's definitely
have
my vote.
Have they whispered it to you yet?
Yeah, that's definitely my vote.
That's our vote. Unfortunately, I don't know anything. Chris, if he can expand
there's no
on
rumor?
That.
No rumor circulating around?
I hope they're
around?
Good rumors, but I haven't heard any rumors.
Well, we haven't really been in the clubhouse as much, so you don't really have all the clubhouse talk, see what's going on. You're kind of just sitting at your house by yourself. So.
And we're waiting, too. So.
Yeah, I always have visions, like a lot of fans, that you guys are sitting on a beach in Hawaii somewhere, and here you are schlepping around radio stations in the morning. I'm really glad you could come by Cool 94.5 and wear the new uniforms, because they look good on you. What can we expect differently this year? Have you guys been told what the starting lineup is going to be? Do you know whether you're in it?
Oh, no. Uh-huh. Especially as young guys, you never go in, you know, too confident. We still, me, myself, I'm going into spring training personally still trying to win a job. You know, nothing's going to be given to you. So you just go out there and continue playing your game. You know, you can't never slack up too much. So, you know, hopefully we'll be in there next year and, you know, it'll work out all right.
And Chris, you're usually a center fielder. And Carlos, right. I know you played, I think you played all three, didn't you?
I have played all three in the major leagues. I have played left and right, but primarily right field. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Eric Burns was in when you were in left or right.
He played left, he played center. And, you know, I don't know, next year we're looking forward to having an exciting team. We got a lot of youth and we're looking to have a lot of energy on the field and hope that takes over and produces some wins, and we're not just looking to be competitive. We're looking to, you know, take that next step, and I think we have the talent to do it, and we're looking forward to it.
If you were drafting for the Diamondbacks, what would you draft? What position? I know you don't need any outfielders, I'll bet.
No,
huh?
No outfielders.
No outfielders.
We don't need them.
No center fielders, for sure.
I don't know.
We have a great team. We have a great group of guys out there right now, you know. You know, I'm sure they'll make a few moves in certain areas, but we don't really know about. But our team right now, we're solid. We have, you know, great team chemistry. All the guys, you know, get along extremely well.
And why did the Diamondbacks change the color? Do you know? I mean, you've been asked that, I guess, a time or two. I mean, why? Just to basically blow things up and start from ground zero, you think?
We've been asked it. I mean, I think it's just, you know, you have a little change. I mean, we have some new guys, a little new era coming in here with the youth. And, you know, just like any other team, changing the uniforms, you just mixing it up a little bit, I guess. And I don't know, those the past uniforms will be great because, you know, they won a world championship in them. And
right.
Mm-hmm. I think these new uniforms kind of represent a little bit of a new era.
I honestly just think the people in the city just demanded a change because they got tired of wearing purple around the street. So,
or that.
Who knows?
Yeah, did you guys hear, I don't know if you caught this or not, but Celebrity Jeopardy is on today on Channel 15. We've been working with them here at Cool 94.5. But among the celebrities today is a fellow by the name of Kurt Schilling. It's going to be on Jeopardy. Wow. And it's only a one-day thing. So, did you guys ever? No, neither one of you probably would have met him, right?
I actually did.
You did?
I met him after my surgery. Like, he was still with the team and nice guy.
Do they send somebody out, like a Kurt Schilling, to say, Carlos, you need to sign with these Diamondbacks or kind of talk you into it? Or
No. All that stuff goes on behind the scenes. They got agents involved, different management involved. We try to stay out of it as players because it gets messy sometimes. But it would have been nice if they sent some guys out. You know, I would have
talked you into it.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Chris Young and Carlos Quentin, thank you for coming by Cool 94.5 today. It's our honor and privilege to have two of the best of the future of the Arizona Diamondbacks. You guys are both great. And I don't know, fans should all go get these new uniforms, right?
Definitely. They're
throw away my
uniforms.
Old Rubio Durazo right. Shirt or what? Yeah?
No, definitely. They just came out. Go get them.
Yeah, it's time to go ahead and, you can go ahead and frame that one now.
All right. Sounds good. I do know that these poor guys have been running around all morning, and as soon as they're done with me, they can go lay on a beach somewhere, right?
Definitely. I'm looking for the nearest one. Right. I got a flight already.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, guys. Good luck in the season to come.
Thank you.
9:13 at Cool 94.5.
Go to the river, Gila River Casino. It's a sweet deal, and it's called Candy Cane Cash at